The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Also listening to us on 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Thanks for joining us this morning, and welcome to Thursday. It's Thursday, April 10th, kind of a nice, bright, sunny morning out there today. I do hear that some clouds will be moving in a little later, though, and I was also hearing we might even have some more snow tomorrow. It's crazy, just crazy for early April, but that is what we've got. We have a wonderful show for you, though, here on the radio this morning, and we have some Taconic High School seniors. All in the Skills USA program. We're going to be talking about what Skills USA is and talking to them about their individual programs at Taconic High School, finding out all about that. Looking forward to that conversation with all four of our students here. It's great to have them here in the studio this morning. First, let's go to the weather forecast and find out what the National Weather Service has in store for us today. Berkshire Weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, partly sunny this morning, then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain this afternoon. Night is cool with highs in the upper 40s. Southeast wind around 5 miles per hour, increasing to south 10 to 15 miles per hour this afternoon. Chance of rain 20%. Tonight, rain or snow. Snow accumulation around 1 inch. Cold with lows in the lower 30s. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 80%. Friday, cloudy. Snow or rain likely in the morning, then a chance of rain in the afternoon. Little or no additional snow accumulation. Highs in the mid-40s. East wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 80%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
I wonder when the last day is that I'll have to say we've got snow in the forecast here in the Berkshires. It's April 10th, so let's see if this is the last time I have to say that. But yeah, maybe up to an inch. Can you imagine tonight? That's crazy, right? Okay, welcome back to the show here. Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR-FM. Sean Sear here with you this morning. And in the studio, I have seniors from Taconic High School. And in this order here, if you're watching us on Access Pittsfield Channel 1301, we have Evan, Logan, Olivia, and Mackenzie. So welcome all four of you, and thanks for coming in for this morning's show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And so obviously anyone listening to us locally knows that Taconic High School is one of our two high schools here in Pittsfield. But certainly we have people listening from outside the area as well. So I always like to explain, what we've got. So Taconic High School in the last few years has changed over to a completely vocational high school. And there are, I think, as many as 15 programs that are offered at Taconic High School. So now, Evan and Logan, I understand, and I'll just ask you all to sort of, tell us about yourselves.
Sure.
But I understand the two of you are in the business program.
Yeah.
And Olivia and Mackenzie, you are in the advanced manufacturing program.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. That's awesome. All right. So let's start with Evan. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what got you interested in the vocational program at Taconic.
Sure. So as you guys know, I'm Evan. So when I got to Taconic, business was not a shop. So in our career exploratory, we did not go through business. So at the end of the career exploratory, I was stuck in a shop. It was my second choice. It was health tech. But the next year after is when I got introduced back into business, because that was my first pick. But, I can't spend the rest of the year in it. It doesn't exist yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose that really because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do yet. And I thought to myself that business would probably be like the safest choice. Like, it's I could apply it to any part of my life, like moving forward. Mm-hmm. So I kind of stuck with that, and I definitely don't regret it. I've learned a bunch of communication skills. Primarily is like kind of what I value, because I was like wicked shy coming into high school. But I think, like, even through Skills USA business, it's kind of really helped me grow. POG, which we're gonna talk about, but yeah, like all the roles that Logan and I have taken on, it's definitely grown us.
Great. And you said career exploratory, so just tell people what that is, because if you're not in the school, you don't know, right? It's a starts in ninth grade.
When you enter Taconic, you could either when we went into Taconic, you could choose whether you want to be in a shop or not. Now it's completely vocational, but if you were to choose that you wanted to be vocational, then you would go through each shop. It lasted like, you'd be in each shop for like about a week or so, like actually maybe a couple weeks.
So you get to sample what every shop is about.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So once you go through all your rounds at the end, it's like about half your freshman year. Then you choose your top three options.
Okay.
So, and then that's pretty much what that is. I don't know. Did you guys get your first pick?
I don't remember.
I got my first one, but I ended up switching it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So Logan, tell us about your experience then, and what made you consider Taconic High School, and then also the particular program that you're in.
Taconic High School, I just live near here, so it was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I originally actually chose culinary. That was like the hardest one to get in.
Is it?
Like that and cosmetology.
Okay.
But my grades were all right, so I got in. Mm-hmm. And then like halfway, like, or like a quarter way through the sophomore year, like the first year we actually started in the CT program, I was having second thoughts, and my friend, he's always been my friend, so he was talking to me about the business program and how I should join it, and that's what got me into the business. But yeah, I love the business program, and I think that it's given me so many experiences with the Skills USA and all that. We even go to like elementary schools and teach kids about like financial literacy and things like that. I just feel like I've gotten so much more like connected within my community from joining business and Skills USA.
Well, and one of the things you just brought up is very important, right? That you can't possibly lock in from the very beginning and know exactly what you're going to do, and then just do that for your entire high school career, and then your entire post-secondary career, and your work. I mean, in reality, people change their preferences and they change the career paths that they're on all the time. So, that part of that career exploratory time where you get a chance to sample different things and you pick one, but you still have a chance, right, to move and change the things that you do.
Yeah, it's definitely been big, the career exploratory program. Like, even in my college I'm going to, they have a exploratory program, and that's what I'm going to take up next year.
Okay. Great. And so let's move on to Olivia. And Olivia, tell us about yourself and what attracted you to the school, first of all, and then to get into advanced manufacturing.
Well, I was actually a part of Taconic the freshman year. I was a part of a different school, Tech.
Yeah.
And then I transferred in my sophomore year through their advanced manufacturing program.
Okay.
So what led me
to... So did they have an advanced manufacturing program there at McCann as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what led me to like be a part of the advanced manufacturing shop, because I got my first choice out of exploratory, was just like the amount of things you could create, both in the 3D printing part of the shop and the metalworking part of the shop.
Uh-huh.
It's just like so fun, like being able to like make things on a machine by yourself without any help from anybody.
Like,
of course, with a little bit of help from
teachers. Go ahead and pull that mic a little closer. Then we're having just a little trouble. I think that mic is cracking out a little bit, but we want to be able to hear you. Go ahead.
And then just being able to bring it home to your parents and like, look what I made.
So what kinds of things would you bring home? Like, tell us a couple of the things that you made or designed, and are they made of plastic, metal? What kinds of stuff are they?
Most of the things I brought home were made of metal.
Yeah.
Like, we made keychains, like little, like, fidget toys.
Yeah.
And then, like, some, like, things I can't explain, like, just, like, random metal pieces. and then like an air motor.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the 3D printing part of the shop, we just make anything that we can like bring the file over to the 3D printer.
Okay.
So like I made a unicorn and then a dinosaur. Those things were really, really fun to bring home because I could give it to my siblings.
So it starts out basically as something that's a computer file, right? That you're designing. You're using software to create and modify this device, and then it ends up on a machine, right? And it performs. Is that how it works? I haven't seen it, so explain that to me.
At least for the 3D printing part of the shop, that's how it works. You just transfer it over to the computer, and then through the computer, you just transfer it over to the machine, and then it 3D prints it based on plastic.
Yeah. I guess the concept of 3D printing itself is fairly new to a lot of people, but very, very popular these days, right? And there's so many things that can be downloaded as a piece of software, and then if you have the right machinery, you can print an actual physical item. And that something like that was really only relegated to business, and now that seems to be going into, you know, more amateur hands as well, right?
Yeah. Even a lot of our students like have it at home.
Yeah, that's amazing, right? That stuff like that exists.
That is crazy.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. And Mackenzie, let's talk to you for a moment and tell us what attracted you to come to Taconic High School and the kinds of things that you're doing on a day-to-day basis there.
What brought me to like be interested in Taconic was the opportunities you get at the school. From like all the different shops, the teachers are nice there, and like the opportunity to like compete, even though I did not compete.
And what about that first year when you were looking at the different shops? What different ones interested you at the time?
I was interested in a bunch of them, so it was like hard for me to choose like exactly which one.
Yeah.
I'm also really bad at making decisions. I take forever to make one.
That's okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure advanced manufacturing was either my first one or second one, but I can't really remember.
Okay. Yeah, and advanced manufacturing obviously is something that is, you know, a very future-focused job area, right? I mean, this is something that is being looked at as something that could be the future. We think of, and I know we're going to talk about this a little later, sort of the myths of CTE or vocational education. Whatever people might have in their minds about what vocational education is or was when they were in school, it's very, very different now, right? And when it comes to advanced manufacturing, it's different than, I guess, what people might think of as metal shop, right, or something like that. It's very, very different. Tell us how the kinds of tools that you use that feel advanced to you also.
Like the machines, like some of them, we don't have them, but like they'll just go straight to the computer, and like there's like really advanced ones. Like we toured a bunch of different job places that had to do with our place. Like one was like they were like working to make vet aquarium equipment, and there was like so many different parts to it. And our shop also works with many other shops, like electrical work, metal fabrication. Because, you gotta work together to make, these intricate tools and equipment.
Well, and the tools are important, and the parts are important, right? I mean, these are all things that if you can't see the finished work of whatever is happening, it's because each one of those things has to fit into the greater good of, like, I'm thinking of building a car, for example. Can you imagine how many different parts are in a car? And each one of those parts had to be designed somewhere by someone to fit in, as you said, into the larger piece, right? So that's pretty cool. And again, that's one of the 14 programs, and business program is one. Yep. Off mic, we were talking about the video and multimedia program there, and how advanced that's become. It's a really great, and we've had a lot of connection here at WTBR and PCTV with that group, and they're just fantastic group. Obviously, you mentioned health tech. Yeah. Which is another one, culinary. Right? I mean, these are all
carpentry.
Yep, carpentry.
Big one.
Cosmetology.
So I mean, there's a lot of stuff there, and these are all places where people are going to find their careers, their work, their fulfillment in life. You know, the things that they do, and it's so important to sort of get some grounding with that early on. There's a lot of people that, you know, make it through 4 years of high school and 4 years of college sometimes and get out and don't have an idea, you know, of what they might do, because maybe they didn't get the experiences that you all are getting right now right there at Taconic High School. So I think that's awesome. We were listening to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR FM with a long history at Taconic High School as well, this radio station, and now located over here at Pittsfield Community Television, but obviously still very, very much connected to our schools. Let's talk about Skills USA for a moment, and that is, well, maybe I'll let you explain it, because I can say Skills USA all day and not know exactly what it is. So give me, if I was someone who didn't know, tell me what the program is and why it's important.
I'll talk a little bit about it, and then we'll divert to Logan, but I'm the president of Skills USA, and he's the treasurer, but basically, it's a nonprofit organization, and we kind of focus on building students' like leadership abilities. So whether that's through workshops that we do at our own school or conferences, we go on a lot of field trips to like our Eastern Mass, so like state competitions, fall leadership conference. But so we focus on that. We also have a big focus on our community and our community engagement. So we have a lot of one of our biggest community engagement things is we go on a community cleanup. Last year we're through United Way, but this year we're going to be through Soldier On. So we basically just go through North Street and we kind of pick up trash, and it's good for exposure, you know, for our chapter. You're still growing. This is like our third year actually having a board, and we have like about 35 active members.
Oh, wow. So really what it is, a professional society,
right,
if you will,
professional,
right?
Yeah, we focus on professional development, whether in your trade, because a lot of people don't further their trade like me. I'm not going to be in business. I really enjoy it, and I value everything I got from it, but that's not going to, I feel like that's not what suits me in the long run, but that's why I chose business, right? I'm going for engineering.
Okay.
It's a lot of communication, which I got from business for sure.
Yeah.
And overall, I think Skills USA is just a program to like, it's to like get students out there, like get them taking that first step and doing things and putting themselves out there. Because like before I joined Skills USA, I never volunteered in my life. I never did any of those like sort of things. And when I joined it, like they're like throwing all this stuff in my face. They're like, go do this, go do that. They're telling me to go do all these things in my community. And it just is like, it's completely changed who I am. And I feel like it's taken a really positive impact on me.
Because it can be easy just to sort of, you know, coil back and not get involved, right?
Yeah.
And not connect with other people. But it sounds like your experiences here with Skills USA has sort of brought you out and connected you with people and gotten to do things and see a wider view of the community.
I've met some awesome people, especially with our sponsorships. Like I'm like the one that like communicates with a lot of local businesses. I've definitely made some good like positive or lifelong relationships just with that alone.
It's also just made me comfortable in who I am, like like just doing all
especially speaking. I used to be like wicked shy and like kind of like you said, like kind of I'd rather like take like the observation role, if that makes sense. Like I'd rather like sit back and let everything unfold, but now I kind of want to have like that active part in everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's I guess that's what they would call a soft skill, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You hear that term tossed around a lot, but those are things that basically you have to be able to do to function in society. Some of it, you know, not everyone's comfortable talking or being public, and that's okay, too. But yeah. I think you mentioned financial skills and things mm-hmm. like that, right? Those are some soft skills, relationships, making, you know, connections with people. Those are all things that that they don't necessarily teach in a book, right?
Or, oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Olivia, how about you? Tell us a little bit about your experience with Skills USA and also talk about the competition, because I guess maybe we don't fully understand here yet what the competition is a part of the program. Tell us about that.
Like Evan and Logan said, it's definitely a bit overwhelming at first joining Skills USA because yeah. you're not really comfortable speaking yet. It really gets you out of your comfort zone, which is another good thing about it. And mm-hmm. it teaches you about the professional world,
mm-hmm.
which leads into the competitions because you need to know all that stuff in order to compete.
Yeah.
Like to do the testing, networking, and like doing them, like doing your trade in the state's competition. Mm.
So what's involved with the competition then? Tell us about that.
Well,
what do you have to do to compete?
Well, in order to compete, all you really need to do is get three people, be like in your shop. You need to be good at your shop.
Mm-hmm. Is it open to just juniors, seniors?
It's just juniors and seniors,
okay.
I think.
Mm-hmm. And so those three people that you've got connected together, right? So it's you and two other folks in the advanced manufacturing group, and you got together and you decided to do what for your competition?
We each have like our own rules in the competition.
Okay.
So I'm the drafter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like make the designs that then goes over to the next person, which he makes the tool path of so that the machine could operate. And then we have the person running the machines.
Okay. So I don't understand what a tool path is. Tell me what that is.
It's basically a path. Mm-hmm. The cutter makes in order to make the different shapes and cuts in the part that we're making.
Okay. So, and the part that you're making, does it start out as I'm imagining in my head here, like a block of metal or something?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah?
Just imagine a block of metal, like, goes into the machine. Like, this huge, like, metal tool is just cutting into the part.
Yeah.
Like, doing like big cuts of triangles, squares, whatever. And then it just like comes out and then like it all makes sense.
Okay. And so that was the drafting part of it was what you were doing?
Yes. And basically like what the part is going to end up looking like.
Okay.
So we have an idea of what it's supposed to be at the end.
Okay. So that's really design.
Yes.
Part, right? Yeah. And we sort of talked off air about the different packages of software that you have to use. What software do you use to make that work?
The only one I use is SolidWorks, but like I know my toolpather uses other ones like Mastercam
mm-hmm.
in order to like make the toolpaths for the machine.
Okay. And that software, how long did it take you to sort of learn what you needed to do to make it work?
Like, definitely, like, a good year or two to, like, fully understand.
Yeah. So did that start in, like, sophomore year, junior year? When did you start that?
Sophomore year.
Yeah.
Though I do dabble into it, like, freshman year.
Yeah. Now, is that mostly, like, and I'm imagining there's a machine area, right, where is it a CNC machine?
Yes.
Yeah. And so there's that, but then when you're designing or drafting, is that in another room at a computer terminal? Just sort of, you know, paint that picture for us.
Yeah, there's definitely, like, we have a room separate for just computers,
mm-hmm.
and then the machines are all in the other room, but because we're all working in the skills competition, there's a machine right next to us mm-hmm. that we can practice on, so we don't have to leave the room.
Okay, gotcha. And so when you go to competitions, and I know that three of you are doing that, this is a state-level competition, right?
Yep. State-level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has to pass the district test to go, move on to the states. And if you get on or mm-hmm. pass states and nationals, international, and yeah, so.
Wow.
Logan
have anybody from Taconic been to a national?
No, I don't think
that's,
so.
That's pretty tough, that's right?
Yeah, so yeah. It's like all of U.S. I mean,
yeah.
There's some pretty amazing people that are like just way above us. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Above me, at least. But
And for the state competition, where do you have to go?
Marlboro, Massachusetts. Yep. We stay in a hotel for 2 nights and 3 days. It's a hotel. We get fed and everything. Then we get transported in buses that our school brings to the competitions. We wear like attire. We have to wear the red jacket, the black tie, the black dress pants, black dress shoes.
Hmm. Now, is that the uniform for Skills USA across the board? Does everybody wear that, even the other people in the competition, or that's not just a Taconic thing?
That's everybody. Yeah. You have to wear that to compete.
Okay. And that's pretty impressive looking, I got to say, when I've gone to Taconic for different events and I see the Skills USA folks there and I'm like, okay, I know who those are.
Yeah.
Looks pretty sharp. So that's cool. So Marlboro, and how often is it just once a year?
Yeah, once a year.
State competition is once a year, but there's a fall state leadership conference that's in the fall that we didn't get to go to this year because of like our nursing issue, but we did last year, not this year, but it's like you like break off into workshops and it's just like all workshops and you have this big project where you present in front of judges and then it's like kind of recognized, which is cool.
Hmm.
And then this year we did SAL, which means Senior Adventures in Leadership. It's another like workshop kind of one, but you're not like presenting to a judge. You just go through workshops and you learn things. There's like they have people there that are respected in their field and they just like speak in front of you and talk to you about things. You take notes and take a little test at the end.
Wow. That does sound like a great experience to be able to do. And, you know, there's something about high school, too, where you sort of get in that routine of going to school and doing the things that you do. And, you know, something like this is a really different, special thing, right?
It is, yeah.
And Mackenzie, tell us, I know you're not going to the competition, right? But tell us about more about the advanced manufacturing. And are you into the design stuff, too, or are you more into the machines?
I think I'm more into the design stuff because I really like art. So it more interested me. It interested me more in like designing parts rather than like, I don't know, going in there and like cutting up metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it shows you, too, that there are lots of different sort of skills and disciplines involved in even manufacturing, right? It's not just, like you said, cutting up stuff. Right? It involves design. It involves art, creativity. There's lots of things that sort of funnel in to make those things. Otherwise, they would all look pretty dull and boring, right?
Yeah, you gotta, like, design it, and then, like, you also have to like, make sure, like, you're really close to, like, the exact numbers that you have on your blueprint, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think someone told me one time that look around whatever room you're in or if you're in a car or whatever, and pretty much everything that you look at has been designed by a person, right, by a human. And that I thought that always kind of stuck with me because it's like, okay, now I got to start looking around and seeing what wasn't designed. And I look outside, okay, I see trees, but probably somebody had an idea of where to put that tree, or maybe they, decided what to put where and what species and things. Okay, so that there's design there. Well, obviously, the buildings have been designed. I start looking around the room, like, well, pretty much everything here has been designed, right? Has been created. It came out of a concept of something that someone had. And that really makes you start to think, right? It's not just haphazard. You're not just walking in. It's like, no, there was some real thought that went behind every single thing that I see or that I use. I don't know where I'm going with that.
That's a cool way to think
about
it.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know, so I mean, that's kind of what we're learning is to continue to do that. I'm obviously all of you realize, as we sort of talked about at the beginning, that you get a chance to learn, as you mentioned, you jumped into the business program, but you're interested in engineering.
Yeah.
Those are all choices that you get to make, right? You don't have to stick with any one particular thing. You find something that works for you, and you can apply what you've learned before to that new discipline, right?
Right.
And that as you go through your working life, Things are going to change. Everything changes. You all have, let's see, if you're graduating in 25, that means that you had to deal with the COVID pandemic when you were in middle school, right?
Yeah.
And that must have been a real change at that time, right?
It
from
was.
Whatever
oh, yeah.
you were thinking it at was. That moment, everything changed.
I can't yeah. remember like anything during that time.
No,
that was like
either.
It was like a like looking back at it is like a blur. I didn't like it. I don't do well with like at home learning. It just doesn't.
Yeah,
suit
I can't
me.
Stay focused. It's hard.
Even our freshman year, we were stuck with masks the whole entire year.
Masks, yeah, everybody was right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
and just the remote learning and stuff like that. I can't imagine how difficult that was to be a student at that time.
Yeah,
I remember that everyone either loved it or hated it.
Yeah,
a lot of people did like it. That's
really?
What I found out. Mm,
yeah.
I found
yeah.
out a lot of people liked it.
They liked it because they got to play video games all day.
I was definitely one of the people who liked it.
Oh yeah, and were there things that we learned from that? Did we take some things away that we weren't doing before, and now we're doing because of that pandemic? You think?
Yeah, I think that just overall connection with people, talking to people every day. I took that for granted. I didn't think much of it, but once it was gone, I sort of missed it a lot. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, the interpersonal stuff, for sure. When that went away, that was difficult, and we didn't realize how much we relied on it until it was gone, right? Well, we're at the 8 o'clock time here where we take our quick little break at the top of the hour. And this is Morning Drive on 89.7 WTBR-FM. We're speaking today with students from Taconic High School who are in the Skills USA program. And we're going to talk more about that and about leadership in the second half of the program. But the seniors I have with me today are Evan, Logan, Olivia, and Mackenzie. And really glad that they could make it here to an early radio program before they have to head back to school here today. Again, this is Morning Drive, 89.7 WTBR-FM, and we will be right back after this quick break. Stick around.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
PCTV Select is now available on so many platforms. You can get it with any device you have available, all free to download and use. If you're watching at home, use your Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, or Apple TV device, or even your computer, and see programming in full HD quality. Watching on the go? Download PCTV Select from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for your smartphone. It's that easy and free. PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Let's take a moment to talk about your wellness. Financial wellness, that is.
Deposit a portion of your everyday paycheck directly into your savings account. Set it and forget it, and watch your money grow.
When shopping, grab a basket instead of a cart to avoid impulse buys. Or even better, write a shopping list and stick to it.
This money hack brought to you by your neighbors at Greylock Federal Credit Union. All financial education and coaching resources are free and open to the public. Greylock Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
All aboard!
Do you like hard rock and heavy metal music?
Oh, yeah!
Well, then join me here Friday nights from 8 to 10 for Wounded Radio. Every Friday night, I play 2 hours of the best music on the planet, from AC/DC to ZZ Top and everything in between.
This is going to be cool.
Want to hear a song on Wounded Radio? Request it on the Wounded Radio Facebook page. And join me here Friday nights at 8 for Wounded Radio.
Yeah!
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the morning drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. I'm Sean Sayre here with you this morning on Thursday, April 10th, and you're also listening to us, of course, on 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Thank you all for listening and tuning in today to our program. Always appreciate our listeners, and we have four seniors from Taconic High School on with us this morning. They're all in the Skills USA program, and their names are Evan, Logan, Olivia, and Mackenzie. We're going to talk to them a little bit more about their team projects and something about Portrait of a Graduate. Find out what that is. And also, what is Thunder Nation? We're going to find out all about that in the second half of the program. First, let's do the weather forecast one more time and find out what we've got in store from the National Weather Service. Here we are.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, partly sunny this morning, then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain this afternoon. Night is cool with highs in the upper 40s. Southeast wind around 5 miles per hour, increasing to south 10 to 15 miles per hour this afternoon. Chance of rain 20%. Tonight, rain or snow. Snow accumulation around 10 inch. Cold with lows in the lower 30s. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 80%. Friday, cloudy. Snow or rain likely in the morning, then a chance of rain in the afternoon. Little or no additional snow accumulation. Highs in the mid-40s. East wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 80%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, there you go. So we're not quite out of winter just yet. It's holding on by the skin of its teeth here in early April, but we will get out of it at some point, and we'll start feeling like spring, hopefully. I was hearing maybe early next week we might have some more spring-like temperatures, maybe hitting up into the 60s, but yeah, we're kind of stuck with another inch of snow overnight, and you know, it's just the way it goes. We'll get through it. All right, welcome back to Morning Drive here, and welcome again to students from Taconic High School again. Welcome, and thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's awesome. So let's talk about the team project that Evan and Logan are involved with, right, in the business program.
Yeah.
And that centers around building a website, right?
Yeah.
And tell us
right.
a little bit about that.
So we are building a website that is supposed to, like, disprove some of the common myths surrounding CTE. So basically, we're just trying to generally educate, like, adults of students that are looking to go into our school and go into our CTE programs.
And for people don't know, CTE stands for Career
Technical Education.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we plan to do this by having, like, a scrolling kind of website with myths and facts. So at first, we can just talk about a few of them. You want to go over the myths and facts?
I mean, like, the first one, we'll kind of ping-pong back, but the first one is kind of destigmatizing the myth that CTE students aren't really bound to go to college. Like, a lot of people think if you go on a CTE, it's because you're, like, not college material, and that can't be further from the truth. In fact, I mean, you could look right here. Logan and I both are going to college. There are shops that are like carpentry, you might go into the workforce, or you could also go to technical school after that. But, like, there's shops like business where you can totally go to college. I mean, any shop you could go to college, but I think everybody in our business class is going to college, but
And why do you think that myth persists to this day? Because is it because previous generations, when they went to a vocational school, that wasn't going to prepare them potentially to go to college, and now that's completely different?
I think so. I think so. Because a lot of people see, like, our co-op program where we you go out to the workforce, like, during school. I think they kind of see that, and they're just, like, expecting, like, that's just, like, what CTE is setting you up for. Like that's, like, your only choice. I mean, that's definitely an avenue that a lot of people take, but it's, like, more than likely that you're going to college as well.
Yeah. I would think college admissions folks will look at experiences, especially in a vocational school like Taconic, and say that it actually is preparing you in some ways better than maybe a more traditional high school might do. And I think there's a case to be made for that as well.
I agree.
Yeah. Moving into our second myth, we went with CTE leads to careers with low wages or leads to lower income. Hmm. And that is so far from the truth. Electricians, the median salary is 60 grand and the top earners making over $96,580. Welding has like a $50,000 median annual salary with top earners exceeding 83 grand. RNs following CNA training, 77,000 median. Top earners over 111,000. Cybersecurity analysts, median is 104 grand. Mm. Top earners exceeding 147 grand. And those are just some of the jobs. There's many of them that make really like good money. And
right.
So yeah, I think that's far, can't be farther from the truth.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think, you know, again, and try and find a good electrician when you need one.
Yeah.
And believe me, you're going to pay whatever they're expecting you to pay, because it's a very specialized thing. It's licensed, and there's a lot of knowledge that goes behind that. People that have to keep up on all of the regulations, right? Mm-hmm. I think of the electricians I know. There isn't. I learned it once, and so now I'm going to use it for 40 years. They're continuing to learn all the way through their careers.
Yeah, and I think there's such high demand for all these jobs, all these like traded skilled jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always going to be demand for them. So I think that you're always going into a what's it called? Like you're always going into like where you're needed. You're always needed.
Yeah.
So
yeah, absolutely, and even more these days, especially because maybe there just aren't enough folks doing that work, and that's why it's a supply and demand issue as well. What else have you got?
We have a third myth. CTE is just job training. The fact is, CTE allows students to explore multiple career options. So we start with a exploratory program, like we were mentioning before, where you get to go through all of the shops and you get to experience them for 2 weeks or 1 week. It changes from year to year, but you get to explore all of the shops. So you get like an understanding of what like all of your options are.
Mm-hmm.
There's like I know some of the programs are starting to incorporate like a general like business foundation too.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
carpentry, and then they're starting to like teach like general like basics of business, so they have like a little idea of what they're doing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and knowing all those different disciplines and what's out there and what suits you and what interests you, right? Those are all things that you get to find out in that exploratory year.
Yeah.
And then move on. So yeah, and so about this website then, so this is going to be your entry essentially into the competition, right?
Yeah.
So how do you see that playing out?
So we have a slideshow where we're going to have like a link to the website. The website's going to be our main thing, but we wanted to talk about this radio show, Taconic TV, and other things. And we're going to present this, like we're like doing a presentation to judges, and then they're going to ask us questions about it, and we're going to answer to the best of our ability.
So you basically have to be what they call a subject matter expert, right?
Yeah.
You got to know your stuff going in.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We want it to be more than just like a Skills USA project, right?
Yeah,
we want to like actually be doing this. Like we want to be out here on the radio, on Taconic TV, actually like kind of like informing people. Like there is a stigma regarding CTE education, and it's definitely outdated. And I mean, like a lot of people do think like just like the CTE shops in general are outdated or irrelevant, but I mean CTE shops evolve like yearly. I mean, they always get new machines. Mm-hmm. There's always new ways of thinking that they incorporate into their teaching. And I mean, there's new shops too. It's just always growing.
Well, for anybody who has ever seen the old Taconic High School and the number of shops that were there and the sort of level of the equipment that they had versus the new school and what's there now, and it's just night and day. There's no doubt about it. It's just totally, totally different. So even the folks that went through vocational education at the old Taconic at some point in the past, any of the myths that you're talking about now, I think for the most part, you could be just completely wiped away. Right?
Yeah, my dad used to do the career exploratory program there, and he said it was just like he got to come to my school for an event that I was doing, and he just said it was like absolutely night and day. Like he's he was like just bewildered. It was crazy.
Like the automotive program, for example, having that Toyota certification, that's pretty cutting edge stuff too, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it saves you tons of time, honestly.
So that's great. So you'll be able to bring, and the website you're hoping also to be able to load on to the school's district website?
The public website for Taconic.
Nice.
We were talking to Miss Gage. She's the vice superintendent, and we were emailing her, and she's going to come to the school and look at our website. We're going to talk to her about what it looks like to get it up there, and we want to get it up there.
If anyone can make that happen, it's going to be Tammy Gage. She's fantastic. So great. Good luck with that in the competition. And it sounds like an excellent program. And I wonder, you've been to the competition before.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Last year. What other kinds of things have you seen people enter for stuff like this?
There's like hundreds of different events or competitions people did. Last year, I did prepared speech, so I had like a whole speech that I had to memorize.
Okay.
And I did a job interview, so I built my resume, and I had to go into a room with a clerk. I had to fill out the paper, and then I had to go to another room, and then the panel of judges. So I had a job interview. But there's everything, anything from advanced manufacturing. There's carpentry. You demonstrate. I don't know what they would demonstrate. It's like building something with wood.
There's a competition for each shop. It's called Action Skills. So it's literally like anything that you do in your shop, and you could like just like explain what you're doing as you're like doing it. So like you could literally do anything. What was
Katie in our shop is doing? She's doing like a picture. So she does like graphic design and like social media posts, like social media marketing and stuff like that. So she's taking pictures she's taking pictures of something, and then she's making a social media post like live, like in front of the judges.
Oh, wow.
So that's just something you can do. It's awesome.
Yep.
You can do like literally anything.
Yeah. And again, those are careers that, some of us in a previous generation, social media marketing was not a thing. We could not have even imagined making that a career. And yet there are lots of people doing that and having some tremendous skill sets being able to do that. And you pay them well for those skills. So Olivia and Mackenzie, let's talk about the pillar and handprint?
Yeah, handprint plans.
Plans. So tell me about that. What is that, and what do you hope to do with it?
So the handprints and the pillars are projects we want to work on for our school community, because our school, there's like nothing that shows you that our students have been here. Like nothing's on the wall. You know how like in other schools you'll see like memorials, or is that what it's called? Like the
murals.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure.
On the walls, like art. The pillars, we want to like design pillars based on like parts of Skills USA, like the frameworks.
So you want to customize PNGs. The school, basically. Yeah. You want to put your own print on, and make it feel more like your community.
Yeah, we want to bring more life to the school.
Yeah,
It's still so new. Like, there's nothing like other than like it being new.
Yeah. Well, I think of the gym in the old Taconic was if anyone's ever seen pictures of that, right? Whose house? Braves' house, right? Used to be the Taconic Brave. Now it's the Taconic Thunder. Mm-hmm. And so you are kind of creating new traditions and putting your own imprint on the school, right? So that's what you hope to do?
Yeah, and the handprint, it's the handprint one is me and Olivia and like two of our friends. We just decided like, let's add add a tradition, and we're trying to get permission to on our stairwells to slowly throughout the years, the senior class will put their handprint on the wall with the number that they are the year that they graduate in, and like to like leave something behind.
That's
for
nice.
Other.
So you know that's a tradition that. Even 30 years from now, somebody might be saying, "Oh yeah, we do that at Taconic High School. This is just something we do," and it might be because you all started it. That would be kind of cool, right?
Yeah, it would.
So go ahead, Olivia.
Our pillar designs, we've been all working on our pillar designs like she said.
And the pillars are where in the school?
They're in the cafeteria. There's seven of them, right?
Seven.
Yeah. Seven of them just around the cafeteria. We all have different themes surrounding them related to Skills USA. So, and we're all assigned to a different pillar.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mackenzie here is assigned to our first pillar, which is like all Skills USA, like full Skills USA, the colors, the emblem, everything. And then everything else is just like branching off from there.
Okay.
Like I'm assigned to one of the
frameworks.
Yeah, one of the frameworks.
Okay.
Holding up Skills USA. So we just like did different ideas. Like mine's underwater themed.
So how does a design like that sort of start? Do you just sketch it out on something, and then does it go to a computer design program? How does it make it to the pillar?
Well, we're just designing it on paper right now.
Yeah.
And then we're going to sketch it out on the pillar.
Okay.
It started off as just a plain design, but then they're like, people were like, we want more. We want more color. We want more drawings. Mm-hmm. We want more life to it. So we decided to add more themes like flowers, like different trees and underwater life.
Okay. And obviously this will be a very visible project because anyone who knows walks into Taconic High School right when you get past the main office and you start walking, you see the big staircase up to the sort of center left, and then over to your right is where the cafeteria is. So a lot of people that will be coming into Taconic for various things, whether they're coming for a performance or maybe for a game in the gym or something like that, they're going to be walking right past this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's cool. That's a really visible thing. And and when do you hope to be able to do that? Because here it is, April of your senior year. Are you going to be able to see it completed? What do you think?
We're hoping to complete them like before the end of the year, of course. And if not, they'll carry on to the next people.
If we can't do it, we want to set it up so that the class after us is able to do it next year.
Okay. That'll be interesting. And you know, they may have some different ideas too, right? So they might add their particular imprint to it when it comes to that. So maybe you have a mixture of things that you thought of, that you created here, and that maybe future classes might add to as well.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. So talk to me about Portrait of a Graduate, because again, that's something I think I've heard the words talked about in school committee meetings, a very formal setting. What do those words mean to you? What do you think of when you hear Portrait of a Graduate?
Yeah, sure. So with like the whole remodeling of our school, they're kind of, we want to remodel like our learning system really. So teachers and other people outside of our school, officials and that, we are trying to like adopt a new system of learning where it's more competency based, because we kind of feel the traditional way is a little bit outdated and kind of doesn't fit with our times, especially being a vocational school. So you'll have like different competencies that are trying to be like directly implemented into learning, and then so kind of like subconsciously like shown through the classrooms. But like you'll have like lifelong learner, global citizen, a responsible person. And like they were saying about the pillars, it's going to be POG, Portrait of a Graduate, and Skills USA. And we thought that's like a cool kind of like symbolism, like showing like that Portrait of a Graduate and its competencies are kind of like holding up the school, like it being on the pillars. So I thought that was a pretty cool symbolism.
Yeah.
And so these are big concepts, right, that we're talking about.
These like Skills USA and Portrait of a Graduate kind of go hand in hand. Skills USA is more the leadership part of it, and then Portrait of a Graduate is like the initiative, like people like changing our education system, making sure students are learning the way they need to learn, and making sure every student has the same opportunity as the other.
And learning differently than previous generations knowing what sort of things that you're going to face when you come out of school, right? The things that you're going to need to know, not just like facts and figures, because as we know, your generation is going to be probably the first one heading into this new AI you know, world where every bit of information is just one click away. So the kinds of things you need to know aren't necessarily those facts and figures, right? But how to deal with them.
It's a great program. We do tons of events. We'd go to other schools and we'd talk with other like adults about how we think the education system should be changed. We had a Portrait of a Graduate summit meeting at our own school. So me, Evan, and other students, we all led like classrooms. So we would be like in charge of a classroom and people would come in and go, and they would be like, we'd talk to them about, we'd ask them questions.
Students from our school. We'd be the facilitators and we'd have a topic assigned to us. So mine was like student engagement in the classroom. I don't know what.
And are the other students freshmen, sophomores?
It's like everyone from the school. Yeah. So yeah, we have our topics and we kind of just like have an open discussion, like how students really feel, like from student to student, like without any like teacher influence. We kind of want to see like what that authentic thought of our learning system and kind of like what they just like really what they feel about the school itself and how we can improve which is the overarching kind of purpose of this.
Interesting.
We want to empower our school. We want to improve everything so everyone feels safe, comfortable, and getting like the learning opportunity that they deserve.
Yeah. And we go into classrooms, we observe them, and we do things like that. We really just want to see like how the student gets affected by the teacher, like how they like what like influence the teacher has on them, and like how like the best way to reach them, you know, because we have like some students who don't want to participate in things like that. So we watch the classrooms and see how like they react to certain things and see how we can reach them the best.
So, and a lot of what you're describing there too, to me, sounds like some leadership skills, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what kind of the overarching thing we're talking about here too is, and those skills are not necessarily baked in the cake, right? You have to learn them. You have to, it's like, you know, exercising a muscle. It's like, you know, okay, what does leadership mean? Maybe just go around what is leadership qualities? What does that mean to you?
Sure. Leadership, taking on the role of being chapter president, leadership to me, it means like having, like a lot of people feel like when they hear leadership, it's like being like kind of like the dictator, like telling people what to do and like just like being in control of like everything. And to me, I kind of like, there's different leadership, like I don't know.
Like types.
Yeah, leadership types, right? And I feel like taking like that step back and like creating like autonomy with like within your group, like letting people like communicate and relay their own ideas to like the whole group and letting everyone like kind of synergize together is like a way better and I don't know, like
best and the most
and most efficient
way.
Effective way to lead a group.
Leadership to me is just really taking that initiative, like you're out there, you know, you're going after what you want. Skills USA, you know, it's just made me so much more of a leader. I put myself out there, and I think that's what it's all about. You know.
And Olivia, what about you? How about collaboration? Is that part of leadership? Being able to work with other people?
Connecting with the people you're leading and just guiding them to where you guys are like heading to or what you guys are trying to do.
Yeah.
Like trying to make a difference.
Does it give you a little perspective now being a senior and looking back and seeing, you know, freshmen and sophomores coming in and understand that you can provide some guidance to them as well?
Yeah, like, I know I was really nervous, like, my first 2 years there. So I didn't, like, expect them to feel the same way. And I'm just like, yo, I'm here to help you.
Yeah.
Like, anything you need help with, I'll help you, like.
Yeah, I mean, that's also directly our purpose with Link Crew. It's a upperclassmen, and it's kind of a, like, there's different committees. I'm in, like, the academic committee. So we meet with them like on half days. We have like this whole, we get in the auditorium, we have the whole ninth grade, and we kind of we're trying to keep them on track. So we like kind of show them like what they're doing good and what they kind of need to improve on. So like whether it's like their grades, attendance, or behavior issues. A lot of people, like a lot of freshmen, they say that it's actually really beneficial to them, like keeping them on track and like kind of being that person, like upperclassmen, that they feel like they can go to.
Yeah, it's a mentorship in a way, right?
Yeah.
And Mackenzie, how about you? How do you feel about leadership in the last minute we've got?
I think leadership is like meaning like taking the initiative to do something, whether people follow you or not. Like, you are doing what you think you should be doing.
Mm. Yeah. Sometimes it's a lot on your shoulders, though, too, right?
Yeah.
A lot to think that you other people are looking to you for advice and mentorship, and and that you can somehow provide that, right? That's
yeah. Mm-hmm. Like being that person that you wish that you had, like coming into the school. That's like what I want to be for some and other people.
And I can just say I've noticed already, like, through my years in the school, like, when I was a freshman, the freshmen now and the sophomores, they're way different from how I was. They're definitely, like, things are getting better, like, progressively. I can just already tell from the years I've been at school.
Well, I guess we're going to have to leave it there. We're almost out of time. And I want to thank the students from Taconic High School, from the Skills USA program, Evan, Logan, Olivia, and Mackenzie. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us. Great
to have you in the studio today. This is a wonderful conversation. Good luck to all of you. Good luck with the competitions programs.
Thank you. Happy
graduation when that comes. It's scary. Only a corner away, right?
Yeah,
that's true.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Morning Drive. Sean, Sarah, we'll see you again tomorrow. Take care.